If you are offended by comments or jokes that are sexual in nature, or anything else that isn't G-rated, then this will be offensive to you. This is intended only for mature audiences and is not based on anyone or anything real. All comments, names, and information used in the following is done strictly in the spirit of parody and humor. If you are, as mentioned earlier, offended by anything above a G rating, stop listening now. You have been warned. All right, we're on.
Again. Are you kidding me?
It's that time of year already.
Oh, dear God. Really, Bob? You really had to do that? Oh, shit.
Okay. Halloweeny. All right. I mean, Halloween. I am Bob.
And I'm Ted.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Well, hey, if you haven't seen the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore, you should. Yes, it's an oldie, but it's well done. And for me, Ted, it depicts what the traditional beliefs about ghosts are. But it's a movie, after all, which leads us to today's topic. What's the real story with ghosts?
Well, do you want me to tell you?
I'm waiting. I'm like,
okay, bated breath.
Been excited all week for this.
Bated breath. Okay, so I before we get into ghosts, I do have to mention, like I did a moment ago, that my stupid goddamn dog ripped off one of my earphones. So I'm down in my headset is down in ear side. So my right hand side is dangling wire, and I've got one cup for to listen in. So if it falls off, I'm screwed, right? Just to let you know. Okay. And I told my wife, I said, I started immediately searching for nearby Korean homes so that I could turn her into a Korean barbecue. I mean, I was so mad at that dog. Oh, my God, I was going to kill her. Well, okay, enough of the rant. We can talk about a ghost. Okay. So, like the Bigfoot, lake monsters, and the aliens, right? We find that there is a even stronger belief in ghosts, and it actually dates back to tens of thousands of years ago. I don't know if you know that. When people couldn't decide whether when a body passed, whether, you know, when they started kicking it and everything to try to get it to move, it didn't move. And they'd wonder if, you know, what the hell was going on. And right, so they believed that back then that there was something that left the body that prevented it from moving, right? Sort of like in the movie Avatar, where the thing kind of falls over, right? The body falls over, and it's not being controlled anymore. You know, kind of that thing. Okay.
I can completely see that. Once the spirit goes, you're gone.
Right. Okay. So I encourage people to there is a good website, right, which you'll learn a lot about where all this crap comes from and why people believe in it. And then, if you read up, let's say, on the science of ghosts, right? I encourage everybody to read that, but I'll give you a taste of it anyway, okay? So, why do people believe in ghosts? Well, it does date back, like I said, tens of thousands of years ago to when mankind did not know really what death meant, okay? Now we understand the science of what death really is, and so we can certainly talk about the science, but we should actually get into that after the science, right? After we talk about these fucking stupid idiots who are on TV, who are acting like they're going around and they're finding things and everything. We, you know, I, they just drive me up the goddamn wall. So I'm going to explain a little bit about these so-called paranormal investigators or, you know, or mediums or all this other bullshit crap, okay? So we're going to talk about that.
The real Ghostbusters
show? Yeah, we are the real Ghostbusters today, okay? We're going to bust this crap. So let's talk about the equipment. Okay, first of all, for those of you who think that these people are picking up noise, you know, voices and stuff like that, it's complete and utter bullshit. If you understand how these things work, they're not picking up voices. By the way, if you've ever looked at an oscillogram of a voice, you can actually digitally create, you know, voices and stuff like that through any waveforms. By the way, those same waveforms can also appear as noise, both amplitude and frequency and everything else. So what you do is you develop this stupid little piece of equipment that has inside of it, right, it's a waveform detector. And what it does, it picks up waveforms. Those are the more sophisticated ones. The ones that aren't sophisticated pick up random noise, and then they map to a set of words, right, randomly, that sound. And of course those words are, there's about 100 words, like I hate you, I'm the devil, I'm here to kill you, yeah, right, I'm the devil, right? And so it's all completely manufactured. It's not real. Okay, so a scratch of a chair can cause the same mapping. I could create anything I wanted to with a piece of, I could build a chip like anybody else did that would pick up random noise that has nothing to do with voices. And, you know, a scratch from a chair or a bird outside would come back and say, I'm the devil, I'm going to kill you. Very easily done, right? Yep. Anyone could do it. And that's basically what this useless piece of equipment is. So anybody that wants to say, oh, their equipment's picking up, it's a bunch of bullshit. Okay? That's number one. Okay. Let's now talk about electromagnetic noise. I love this one. This one's wonderful. Talk about stupidity. Okay. Let me enlighten you a little bit about EM noise. The fact that blood runs through the vein of our bodies, okay, and actually can create electrical signals, right? Because there's minerals in there, and it actually, you could actually put a meter next to it, and I generate electromagnetic noise. Oh, guess what? So does the ground. Why do you think that when every house is built, they put a piece of rebar way down into the ground to ground it, so that they don't cause ground loops with all the, and what does that mean? Well, it means currents are flowing through the ground. Therefore, when you walk through any home, whether the electricity is on or not, by the way, that if there's water flowing or anything flowing, you can pick up different random pieces of noise of electromagnetic energy. Okay?
It's all around us.
It's all around us. It doesn't mean that there are ghosts suddenly in the area. It doesn't mean shit. All it means is that that's a part of the house that's emitting EM noise. And by the way, I can build any type of EM detector, make it super sensitive so that it, you know, the thing rails as soon as it gets near some water flowing through a stupid pipe. Okay? It's that stupid and that simple. Anyone could do this. Anyone could be, you could walk around any house and pick up noise like this and it would seem like there were ghosts. Okay? And I mean any house. It doesn't matter what it is. You can turn the knobs, make it sound like the thing's pinging, or you could turn it way down and there's no noise at all because it's not, you know, the noise isn't very big. But it depends. It depends. You know, water flows everywhere. And water creates, guess what? Current flowing as well. And that'll create electric currents, right? And guess what? That's EM energy. Okay? So there you go.
So if I have an aspiration to be an apparition, it doesn't take much effort.
No, it doesn't, right? Okay. So now, let's talk about video evidence. Let's do a little bit about video evidence. Okay. Has anyone, again, I'm just going to ask the very simple question. Has anyone picked up video evidence that couldn't be explained by something else? Any piece of video evidence, you know, and of course this gets back to humans, you know, I don't know if you know that human beings have a natural problem. This is, if you go to the website on Science Ago, it talks about this
only
as well.
One?
Well, yeah, but think about this for a moment, okay? people have gone by places where somebody has baked a piece of bread and they see on the top of the bread a face that looks like Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know, you can create a shadow, and your mind, especially in darkness, can interpret things that you see, and even with the big, will interpret things that aren't really there. It could be a shadow, it could be anything, right? They say, oh, it's a fog that moved by, right? Oh, we're seeing a video. Well, guess what? You can fake that, and it could be anything. It could be somebody with a mirror behind them that's showing a reflection that looks like somebody's walking in front of the camera. It's very easy to create those things. You can do it by accident. You
can see, right?
Yes, and it's called unintentional blindness, by the way. People that's, and if you take the test on this one website, which is awesome, right? I took the test. Turns out that most people have this failing. Okay, what they did, and it's hysterical, right? I was so blown away that I didn't realize how fucked up I was, right? You imagine, you know, well,
all
you know me, right?
Okay.
Yes. Fuck you, Bob. So, anyway, yes. So what it is, it's a video of a bunch of people, you know, basically about five or six people moving around with different shirts on, and they're throwing the basketball to each other, okay? And it's about a 2-minute video, and you watch the video. And so they say at the beginning and at the end, they say, did you see the gorilla, right? So, and they ask you at the very beginning to count the number of exchanges. And I said, well, there was 11. I thought there was 11 between the blue or the white shirt people. I forgot which ones. It turned out it was 15. I was wrong. And then it says, did you see the gorilla? And I'm looking for the gorilla. And of course, guess what? I had to rewind it. A guy dressed as a gorilla walks into the middle, flails his arm in the middle, and walks on. And he's there for probably 10, 15 seconds. I never saw him until I reeled it back. I never saw him. And the reason why is my attention was so focused on the basketball, it's called unintentional blindness. It's what magicians rely on, right, to distract you from what's really going on. Okay, and every human being has a amount. This is why we see things and we don't see things, right, that are actually there. Okay.
Yeah. I'm familiar with it. The word I know is scotoma.
Yeah, it's a form of that, right? And so when things are really dark at night, I mean, look, I've sworn up and down that I've seen things. And that's, by the way, that's called sleep paralysis. I've had that too, where I've woken up and I thought I was awake, but I wasn't. I was sitting there. I couldn't move, right? And I thought I saw something. It turned out I wasn't awake. I was asleep, okay? I've had that happen many times to me, right?
God, I've done that when I've been drinking too much.
Yeah. Well, yes, we know, Bob. So tell us something we don't. Anyway, here's the funny thing, right? So human beings, essentially, to put this to bed, okay, first of all, there's no video evidence that has been proven that we have something. And now I'm going to get into what really is a ghost based on, you know, incorporeal structures and things like that. And I'm going to explain to people why it's a bunch of bullshit, and I'm going to give you a very good scientific explanation. Okay. So here we go. Okay. So everybody says, well, it's EM energy. Okay. Let's talk about electromagnetic energy. By the way, I've got my PhD as an applied physicist, and my thesis was on electromagnetic phenomenon.
Well,
okay, believe it or not.
Over your eyes. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what electromagnetic, and I went through it about houses and stuff like that. Now, let's assume that what people say is true about a ghost, that basically this gas-like, so there's three options for a ghost, okay? It's either made up of something that's a gas-like substance, which we'll go back to in a moment. It's either a liquid, right? Which that would be very tough to kind of suspend, right? Because we'd have evidence of it being a liquid, or it's a solid, which means it can't walk through walls. Okay, so by definition, it has to be a liquid, or I'm sorry, a gas, okay? It can't be a liquid, it can't be a solid, right? Because it can't walk, you know, if it was solid, it would bump into things, right?
Yeah.
Okay, if it was a liquid, we would have evidence, right? We would get, we would have liquid everywhere, right? We'd see something, yeah. right? Some evidence, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a gas. Well, let's talk about gas and electromagnetic energy. Okay, now we do know that gases, such as clouds, can generate electromagnetic fields, or in this case, electric fields called lightning, right? They can jump from one place to the next. Now, here's the real problem, though. If this thing was made up of electromagnetic energy, which everybody says, this gas-like thing, we would see sparks flying everywhere, because if it's gas, it has to jump from one section to the next, right? We Yes. would actually see light coming out of these things, right? If it was made out of electromagnetic energy. Therefore, because we don't see any sparks, because that's the only way current could flow. If it was electromagnetic, that's the only way in a gas that it can flow. It would have to jump from one section to the next. We would see it sparking everywhere. Oh, guess what? We don't. It can't be electromagnetic energy. Sorry, people. When you say that you're picking up EM, it's not a ghost. A ghost cannot be electromagnetic, just by definition. If it's a gas, we would see things that would show that would go all over the place. We don't. So guess what? It doesn't fucking exist. Okay? Okay. So it's a gas, but it's not electromagnetic energy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it can't be.
It can't be. It was
we'd
just,
see it.
Yes.
We'd see it. It'd be
we'd
like
see
you,
it.
When you
okay.
drop a wrench on a battery. You see
so,
it.
So what is it? Oh, it's a plasma. That's what they'll say. Oh, Ted, it's an incorporeal plasma.
Well, there's
guess
a big
what?
Word.
If it's a plasma, that's based on electromagnetic. it's a plasma, then it has to do the same thing. It doesn't. Currents would flow. We don't see currents. We can't. We'd see sparks. Guess what, guys? It's not a plasma either. Okay. Sorry, it ain't
Sorry.
That either. Okay. Now, okay, let's talk about those wonderful fucking paranormal investigators, right? Let's talk
oh,
about them.
Oh, paranormal events.
A paranormal investigator. Oh my God, I'm getting a headache. Oh, I'm being possessed or whatever. That's
Which,
called
by the way,
people.
The definition for a paranormal event, Ted.
What's that?
Is that what happens outside the scope of scientific reasoning?
Yeah, no shit. You know what I call a paranormal investigator? An actor. You know what I call
yeah.
a folklorist? An actor. Okay, I could stand up there and act like, you know, that I'm a medium and I can move my hands around and I'm picking up a person. A person died here and they don't want to leave. It's always somebody's angry and they don't want to leave and they're haunting you, right? And they don't like you and they're going to haunt your children, right? And they're going to haunt your dog and your babies and everything, right?
Scary.
You know?
Yep.
Okay, people. It's called acting, okay? Don't think for a second when there a person is following a camera through a scare. By the way, why don't they walk through the houses during the day? There's a hell of a lot more light. You can see a lot more things.
Because ghosts sleep during the day.
Yeah, ghosts sleep during the day. Really? Really, right? Or when they, you know, and then they say, oh, this thing exploded, this lamp exploded, or this, you know, there's a, even for things like that, or dolls moving, I'm sorry, there's a million fucking explanations. And all of them, you know, one of the last things you would believe is a ghost, right? Okay, when people go off and they close their eyes and they act like they're possessed or picking up something, you know, they're just acting, okay? Enough of that shit. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Because those paranormal events, they can't be explained because they're not real.
Right.
Right.
Okay, so now with all the equipment and everything we found and everything, let me ask a very fundamental question. So we know it's not electromagnetic energy. We know it's a gas-like, possibly a gas-like, some, you know, because if it was liquid, we'd have evidence, right? If it was a solid, we'd it'd rub against something, we'd have evidence. We don't. Okay.
Well,
there'd be
the
some
movies.
Sort of residue. But even if it was a gas, we would be able to pick up some sort of residue because it would either... If you understand anything about chemistry, what can happen is that it can condense and we can pick up something. If it suddenly gets really cold, it'll leave part of itself on the wall or something. We have never picked up any single piece of residue under any circumstances by anybody across this earth for the past 200 years that has shown that a ghost physically exists. Okay?
So like not in the movies when they show that cytoplasma or whatever that's called.
Yeah, like in Ghostbusters, we've never picked that. No one's ever picked that up. That's a fallacy. No one's ever shown, nobody on this earth has ever picked up what they call ectoplasm.
That's what the word is,
No one has ever, 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 ever actually found and analyzed ectoplasm. Okay. Okay, people, now to really hurt you, to really get you depressed about what happens when we die.
Shatter your beliefs.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to hurt people. So just to let you know, people say they see a light when they die, right? And when they're brought back to life. Turns out that's actually really true. It's not exactly a light, though. Okay, turns out that they know exactly what happens, and they've known so for some time. What happens is that the synapses in our brain, by the way, why do physicians and everybody worry about when a person's heart stops, that you only have about 4 minutes before, you know, you're not going to come back? Why is it? Okay, unless you're frozen, right? Why do they worry about it so much?
Well, because you're dead.
No, the reason is because blood is flowing through your brain. Your brain needs oxygen. The synapses need oxygen. And what happens, they need oxygen continuously because in order for the synapses to survive, they need continuous flow of blood and oxygen. If the blood has no oxygen or is not flowing, so there's no oxygen, brain cells will start to die very quickly.
And it's one of the parts of your... Right?
Well, yes, but the problem is brain cells are very sensitive, it turns out, compared to other parts of the body. There are other parts of the body that can survive for a long time without the flow of blood and oxygen.
Like when you chop your finger off or something, right? And they sew it back off.
Right. Well, actually, the blood's still flowing there, but they can freeze that and they can bring it back, believe it or not. Even though the nerve endings are damaged, a lot of them will grow back. The fundamental problem...
Even hearts, right?
Right, but this is why they worry about it.
Fly it.
Now, let's ask ourselves the question, what happens when a person loses consciousness and they suddenly see a light? Well, what's actually happening is the blood is not flowing anymore to those cells. And so they're getting flashes of the memory cells and they're disappearing. And the only thing that the mind can comprehend, because they're trying to figure out what's going on, is basically a blank light. It's either going to be dark or it's going to be light. And people have seen both. And the reason is because the mind is trying to interpret as you're losing consciousness, right? And that's what happens.
Trying to interpret the inputs, which are diminishing rapidly. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So that's what happens, and so the synapses need the oxygen. So some signal. And by the way, another thing people say: well, wait a second, but your muscles start moving. Well, yes. Because your body actually is based on electrical signals. Your nerve system does, and many of the muscles will continue. Like, people get freaked out because a person will be dead for hours or maybe a day, and suddenly his eyelids will open up. Well, it's a muscle contraction, right? It is. Yeah. It's freaky, but it doesn't mean they're alive. They're dead.
I've heard they fart, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all sorts of things happen, right? But body parts, because they get triggered, you know, there's basically trapped, you know, electrical signals still trapped in the system, they'll suddenly fire off a muscle, or a leg will jerk, or an arm will jerk, or a finger will move, right? Or a jaw will open up, and that's because of it doesn't mean there's a spirit there or anything, it just means that there's leftover, you know, electrical signals still in the body, and, you know, the body's actually decaying and things are happening. It's going through a chemical change. Yeah. It doesn't mean there's it doesn't mean that there's any fucking spirit moving or going inside and out, okay?
Well, that's probably why they put the rocks on people's eyes, right? Because they probably were freaked out when somebody...
Yeah, that's exactly why they did it, because they didn't want them to open up, because it happened all the time. So now we're getting to a little bit of the, you know, beyond science. Now we ask her, okay, now we've gone through all this. Okay. Now, to make those of you who feel really badly after what I just said and, you know, basically said, oh, there's nothing, no life after death and all this other bullshit. Okay. Now I ask the question, what is consciousness and what is subconsciousness? Okay. Why are we able to interpret ourselves and why are we able to think? And why are we able to think about these things and everything? That is more of a miracle. That part of life.
Therefore, I am.
Yeah. And how we get to that point, you and I have had this discussion offline about, you know, our history and everything and the brain and why it grew and all that. That's a different discussion. Okay. That is beyond what we just talked about. But if you want to look for miracles and you know, the miracle of life and why we're able to do things, and I've talked to you about premonitions and things like that.
Yep.
When we're alive, we have abilities that cannot be explained even by science today, right, which are quite remarkable, right?
Yep.
And even the fact that we can talk to each other and interpret sounds and stuff like that, you know, even though animals can, not to the sophistication that we are able to based on our various cortexes of our mind. So that's a whole other discussion. But okay, my rant is over.
It could be possible that living people are putting out this energy that most people can't see, feel, hear, taste, right? It's a color they can't see, whatever it is. But some people have a little touch of that, and maybe they actually do pick up somebody's vibration or whatever the right term is for that when you think you hear something, for example.
Well, it has to do, I mean, people talk about where spiritualism comes from and, you know, and that's a really vague name for something that's probably in the next 500,000 or 5,000 years or no, we'll probably have an understanding of it. But I have a theory about it. Well, yeah, we're not. But my dog, well, just to spite me. But
as long as it stays away from you.
Yeah, that fucking thing. Anyway, there are, because of this ability that we've got to, that is far beyond our ability, you know, because you ask yourself the question, how can a combination of synapses that are firing together create a consciousness? What we define as a consciousness, and create a subconsciousness, right? And different levels of subconsciousness. How is that possible? Okay, we are obviously conscious beings because you and I are talking to each other, unless this is all a big fantasy for me and you're just part of it.
it could be. We're just dreaming this.
We're just dreaming the whole fucking thing, right? But let's assume for a moment that I think, therefore, I exist, right?
Yep.
Then there's something going on which is quite remarkable about what we are as a species. And obviously, we're at the top of the food chain on this earth. There's no doubt about that. But there's something going on that the complexity of what occurred, our ability to create a consciousness, and when consciousness occurred in our species, which probably in my guess has probably occurred 700,000 maybe to a million years ago is when we actually gained a level of consciousness, and from that point on our levels of consciousness and intelligence grew. How that happened, whether it was through evolution or some other mechanism, we just don't know. But that in itself is a incredible discussion and definitely worthwhile delving into. But it's beyond this whole discussion of ghosts. Right? You know, ghost is something which has to do with the belief that when a body dies, the spirit leaves and they can inhabit, you know, houses and walk outside and do all this stuff. And there's absolutely zero evidence to support that. And now you know why, right? If you didn't know before. But there are things about us which are part of the living structure, which are definitely in my opinion, maybe not 100% beyond science, but a lot of it is very difficult to explain with our understanding of ourselves. In other words, the human condition and the human mind is something to literally behold. If we really think about it, it's an amazing structure. And the whole thought of what consciousness and subconsciousness is, that is a long, long discussion that I don't want to get into right now. But I'm done with ghosts. I hope that satisfies you.
I was going to say, you know, so that's an interesting point you're wrapping up with, Ted. You know, the there's things that we don't know or don't understand, right? And there isn't a scientific explanation for some of these things, right? Like, where were we before we were, right?
Right.
You know, all of a sudden we appear out of nowhere and the ball starts rolling and the game is on, right? And it's it's pretty amazing to me that ghost, right, which is, I think, you know, it's a story, right? That's usually why they say ghost stories.
Right.
It's a pretty creative attempt at trying to explain, you know, where we were, where we go, right?
Right. Right.
You know, and so, you know, it's turned out to be something scary, right? So most of us are scared of ghosts, right? As a child, you know, you're going to get spooked and run down the street with your hair on fire because you just heard something creak, you know, in the house or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'll be honest with you. When I was a child, I believed in ghosts, right? It's only when I grew up and really analyzed it and became a scientist that I go, wait a second, this makes no fucking sense, right?
Yeah, it's just not possible. It's like, you know, time travel or something, right? It's like,
right.
It's an interesting theory, but it's gonna happen.
You can talk through it logically and understand that it just there's so many other explanations for noises around that, and every one of the explanations is much easier to understand and believe than throwing out, oh, it's a ghost, right? And when you actually go through the theory of what a ghost is, you find out very quickly, as we just did, that it makes no sense. Right. Based on what they're telling you it is, it makes zero sense.
Exactly. It's
at least their definition,
believe,
right?
It's make believe, right?
It's make believe, but people do believe. I mean, what do they say? How many percentage of people in this country alone believe? Like 40% believe in that ghosts are real. You know?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, right? It's something that's entertainment, and then the lines get crossed in some of us. And it becomes, you know, real from something
that's
make-believe,
but these TV
right?
shows, I mean, look, the first thing you do is you say, okay, I want to do a ghost TV show. Very simple. Make sure you film at night. Make sure you get a bunch of actors that act like they see things and act scared, right? And scream and yell. And make sure you get a cameraman that's racing around that can't hold a fucking camera steady, right? And you've got these ghost events, whatever the fuck the name of the TV shows on the travel channel. I mean, it's easy to do. Anyone could do it. Right?
That's right, and you got to have a good soundtrack.
Yeah, and then they, you know, and they say, well, these people called us up to investigate, right? And of course, you know, they have 15, 20 takes. It's like, okay, now when you're over here, you act like you're scared. You tell us this story, and you know, it's all set up ahead of time, and you're like it's all. They could film it anywhere. They could film it in a toilet bowl if they wanted to.
A lot of people love it, Ted. They love it.
It's all fucking garbage.
They will pay money to go into Sarah Winchester's house.
Oh, I know, dear God. Oh, dear God. Do you understand that even new houses creak all the time because the everything settles? And by the way, sometimes you hear noises.
I'm scared a little when I hear a noise and I'm by myself in the house.
Yeah. Well, also, by the way, sometimes you hear noises in your audio system. They aren't there. I don't know if people realize that, but as you get older, the frequencies that you're able to pick up and you can't pick up, they change. And that
really?
Your auditory system actually can create noises in the eardrum. You know, that's where forms of tinnitus actually come from.
Well, when I get older, I'm going to look for that.
Hey, fuck you. Girl, you're older than I am, you mother. Anyway. Okay, yeah, are we done with this bullshit?
I'm losing my hearing. All right.
Okay, can we shut? It's a wrap. Okay, one, two, three, we're gone. No more ghosts.